Okay, William. Hey, hello. Here it's Daddy-O. I'm finally getting to another chapter of Payoff from Mr. Glubb. And this is chapter 9. This is Adventures in the Treasure Cavern. And this chapter is going to tell you all about how GP and Strongbones were paid off by Mr. Glubb. Because if you remember, GP's Jeep was trashed by the teen trolls, and then Glubb's Law says they get to choose anything they want. So now was the time for Mr. Glubb to take them down to the treasure cavern. But before that, they had a great dinner, remember? Because then they had the GP had given Mr. Glubb his camera, his video audio recorder camera, digital camera, and he showed him how to use it, and he had set it up so that it would be always be loaded with electricity from the solar panels, and he gave him the rap, Mr. Marvel Rap Tracks projector so he could project pictures. And just to make sure he had it, while he was setting all that stuff up, GP took out an empty thumb drive, a Pico Master thumb drive, and he plugged it in and copied everything that Mr. Glubb had put on because he wanted to come back and show everybody that Mr. Glubb had a big family. So he copied that, he set the camera up, and then he was recovering nicely after having Granny Glubb fallen him when Strongbones and the teen trolls and Mudrub and all came back from the mud caverns, and oh, they were spattered in mud. They had mud all over them. They were filthy. The three teen trolls were very, very unrelenting, and they were sent to the werewolves. Ooh, oh, do you know what it's like taking care of werewolves? Oh, because you got to clean out their cages every day. Ooh, stinky. Oh, William. Oh, just the kind of job you might like. But they went down to the werewolf caves, and then Mr. Glubb led GP and Strongbones out to a room, another room that they stepped in. They showed them where they could walk under some water. They had waterfall water, and it was cold. Well, the trolls don't have much heat unless you get out of the mud baths. And the Strongbones could wash off, clean up, and then they came down to the hall, and they had another almost pig out, but they had a big banquet, and they had mushroom hamburgers and mushroom mush and mushroom soup and mushroom French fries and mushroom everything because they liked mushrooms. And then they opened up big jar of candy and all finished off with candy for the night. Woohoo! And then everybody went to sleep because even trolls need to sleep. Strongbones and GP went up to their room, and they had a wonderful room with a big view overlooking the mountains. It went on forever and ever and ever, and they were so tired they fell asleep. Slept all night. They got up the next morning, and it was time for breakfast. Boy, do these trolls do anything but eat? And they came down to breakfast, and oh, it was mushroom mush, and it was mushroom pancakes, and there was mushroom bacon. Strongbones and GP looked at each other and said, "They have all this food in the kitchen. They have chocolate. They have everything. How come they eat mushrooms?" Oh, but trolls never get tired of their mushrooms. They love mushrooms. And so they had a big mushroom breakfast. And then Mr. Glubb said, "All right, time to go down. Now we're going down to my treasure cavern, and you get to choose what you want." And he looked at GP, and his eyes were twinkling. So GP said, "Okay, good. I'm good to go. Thank you, Mr. King, Mr. Glubb." He said that in troll, and pretty good troll. GP's picking up troll pretty well. Strongbones said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, too." And then they walked down and down and down and down. Now, I know that Troll Mountain is pretty complex, and it goes up and down. There's a lot of stairs, a lot of ramps, but as you go down, if you go one way, you get down, 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 down to the bottom, the roots of the mountain where the hot springs are. And the hot springs bubble up, bubble up, and bubble up, and make all the mud hot. And then the trolls love to play in the mud. But this isn't the way they went. They went another way. They went a way that was almost under Glubb's Glacier, and then a little beyond. And then they came to a set of caverns. Oh, William, these caverns are huge. They're enormous. They're gigantic. They're 100 feet high. They're like big caves, 100 feet high, with luminescent mushrooms shining everywhere, all over the place. And they walked in, and there, among the caverns and the caves and the still rooms and the stalactites and the stalagmites and everything, were boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes and more boxes and boxes piled on top of boxes, boxes so high they could barely see the top of them. It was like walking through a little miniature city with all these buildings, but there were boxes. And as Strongbones and GP walked through, they started looking at all the boxes. Well, 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 what haven't the trolls stolen? They walked past a room, and GP looked in, and you know what was in there? It was computers. Old computers. Computers that were old. Old, old, old. They were old even before GP's parents were born. Where did they get these? And there were some tablets and some iPads, old iPads that no longer worked, and they were sitting there in piles, all cobwebby and dusty, and monitors and everything. Look at all these computers. Wow, there were even newer computers and newer, slicker computers. Where did the trolls get these? Then in another room, they found where they stored the food. There were piles of chocolate. There were piles of candy bars. There was Twizzlers. There were like the lollipops. There were all sorts of things piled up all over the place. GP said, gee, there's a lot of candy here. And they had other food. They had flour. They had lard. They had cans and cans of beef stew. Hi, they have all this beef stew. How come they don't eat it? Well, I'll tell you why they don't eat it. Because the beef stew was in cans. And trolls haven't figured out can openers. So they didn't know they could eat what was in the cans. They just thought it was cool to have all these cans. They walked and walked and walked. There was one room, William. one room, William, with nothing but toys. Nothing but toys. Oh, my goodness. If you had seen how many toys there were. There were toys. There were Lego. Oh, there were 20 feet of Lego boxes. There were bikes. There were swings. There were trikes. There were all sorts. You name it. It was in there. If you've ever gone to Walmart and seen the toys, that was nothing. That was nothing. That was like one part, one corner, all piled up. Well, this delighted Glabilda, who tagged along, and Gladrab was laughing, laughing, laughing. And Glabilda said, oh, look, yay. And she ran in. She ran in among the toys, and she pulled out a bicycle. Oh, it was a beautiful, bright blue bicycle. And it had a big yellow basket on the front with a huge flower. And she had a bell. She had a ring in the bell. Ring, 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 ring. And it had a little light in the front that she turned on. But the battery was dead, so the light didn't work. But there was a little light. And then there was a speedometer to let her know how many miles she'd ridden and how fast she was going. But she didn't know how to read, so she couldn't read that. But she loved it. She got on the bike and started pedaling all around the cavern. Oh, she got underfoot, underway. But she was having a great time. Ring, ring, ring. Pedaling, pedaling, pedaling. So they kept walking. They kept walking. They walked all the way to the back of the caverns. And what did they come to? They came to the garage. And there in the wall of the mountain was what looked like this huge door. Huge door. Huge. Huger than huge. How did they get this door? They asked themselves. Where did this door come from? How did they get this door? Well, William, it's a long story, and I could tell you the whole story, but it would take time and it would take away from the great adventure in the treasure cavern. But this was an old missile site from the old United States, and they had built this big missile site to store stuff in, and they built this big door, and they put it in. That was way before the trolls got there. And then they'd taken all those missiles out before the war because they were going to use them, and they left a big empty caverns, and that's where the caverns came from. But that's another story. We've got to tell that later. So they walked in, and there was the garage. Well, I've told you that when trolls steal stuff, I mean, one of the things they like to do is they like to steal trucks, the whole thing. And sometimes they put spikes in the road to blow the tires off. And then when the driver runs away, when he sees the trolls, they empty the truck, they bring the sisters, and they all carry it back in stages to Troll Mountain. But sometimes the driver of the truck is sitting at a diner and he's eating, right? Eating lunch or drinking coffee, and they steal the truck. They're very good at knowing how to steal the truck, because when you have a truck with a diesel motor, a lot of times you leave it running because it's easier and cheaper to leave it running than to start it up again. So they just find one running and they'd steal it. Well, it didn't matter what was in it. They didn't care what was in it. If it was chocolate, all the better. But whatever it was good. And then they drive back to Troll Mountain, and they get as far as they could to Troll Mountain. And if they ran out of gas, they'd empty the truck and take everything. But lots of times they didn't run out of gas. And so they got to the big door, and the trolls inside would open it, and they'd drive right in. And right inside was their garage. So that's when Strongbones and GP walked in, and Gladrab was looking at these things saying, oh, what are these? What are these? And Mr. Glove was just laughing. He was having a good time watching these two humans walk around and see all the stuff he had, because he was so proud of it. It was all his. His to take and his to give. Well, There were big, huge trucks. There were tow trucks. There was a fire engine. How the heck did a fire engine get there? There was an ambulance. Oh, there was an ambulance. There were cars. There were luxury cars. There were expensive, expensive luxury cars. How did they get there? And then there was a row of trucks. And then there was the row of Jeeps. Oh, there were so many, so many. There were fancy Jeeps. There were plain old Jeeps. There were old, old Jeeps. Jeeps that were old before GP's grandparents were born. There were new Jeeps. All sorts of Jeeps. GP said, wow, whoa, wow, whoa. And he walked up and down. He looked in them. He found, looked at them. He said, oh, my goodness. And then finally, he came to one bright red Jeep with four-wheel drive, mud drive, had a little winch on the back to pull things out of the ravine if they were in there. It had plenty of space. It had a little rooftop that would come off and leave it open so we could drive. It was beautiful. And he looked at the speedometer, and there were only 182 miles, which means they had stolen it from the Jeep dealership and driven it. He said, I'll take this one. Mr. Glove said, good, good, ho, 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 good. And so GP looked in, and there were keys. There were keys in the starter. So we pulled them out, so we tried to start the motor, and went, and it started up. He looked at the gas, and he found it was almost empty. So he talked to Strongbow and said, can we take gas from these other vehicles and fill this up? Strongbow said, I think so. I know how to do that. We can do that. So then Mr. Club looked at Strongbow and said, how about you, human? What do you want? Strongbow said, me? And Mr. Glove said, yeah, you. Well, how about you? So Strongbow said, And he walked back. He looked at all the Jeeps. No, he didn't want a Jeep. He couldn't use the Jeep. Jeep wasn't what he needed. He needed a truck. And he found one. Oh, it was a beautiful truck. And it had the head of a ram on the front of it, so it must have been a really fancy truck. It was black. It was big. It had a big bed. It could hold a whole bunch of stuff. And it had a back seat in the back so you could have more stuff. He liked that truck. Then he said, I'll take this one. And Mr. Glove laughed. And then Strongbones remembered Tuggy Tuddy. He said, well, I need a motorbike to replace the one that your trolls made me drive off the cliff. And Mr. Glove said, okay, all right. So they went looking around for motorbikes, and there they were lined up, motorcycles, motorbikes, scooters, you name it. So he found a dirt bike, a really nice dirt bike, and he said, I'll take this one. And he rolled the dirt bike to his truck, and he put it up on the back, in the back trunk. Oh, and then Mr. Globe said, good, good, ha, 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 ha. How about one for you? And Mr. Strongbow said, oh, well, it might be nice to have a dirt bike. So he went back and found another dirt bike, and he put that up on his truck again. Oh, this is great. And then Strongbones thought and remembered, because after all, Strongbones had read, Masters of the Underground, Troll Society and Economy. And he knew it, but he wasn't thinking. He knew that when you are a troll, the way trolls think is that when you take, you take all you can get. And Strongbones realized, oh, Mr. Glove is looking at us to see if we can take all that we get, because that's what trolls really like. So he looked over at GP and he said, GP, I cocked to me for a sec. GP walked over. Strongbones said, listen, you got to take everything you can. You got to fill that Jeep. Well, GP was a human. He had been taught by his parents to be very, very polite. And if he was given something, say thank you very much and not want more, not take more. So if they were trick-or-treating and they were getting candy, he would just take one or two pieces and say thank you very much. Whereas your average troll would take the whole bag and run away laughing. So that's the way trolls think. And Strongbones said, no. You have to fill that up with stuff, because that's the only way you'll get Mr. Glove to respect you, because now you're acting like a real troll. GP said, oh, yeah, I remember reading that. Okay, well, what can I get? And so they started hunting. Oh, they started hunting. And then GP came into a cavern. And you know what was in the cavern? In the cavern was some truck that must have had movie equipment, audiovisual equipment. Now, he had given Mr. Glub his dinky little audio video digital recorder that he bought. It was a nice one. It was good to carry around, but it wasn't one of these. he found boxes after boxes of professional video cameras and audio recorders, digital audio recorders that were really incredible, and microphones. He was like in heaven. He said, I'll take one of these. He even found another micro mini helmet that he could wear. He took that one, and he took some holographic cameras, and he took some huge video cameras that he could use. And then he found a stack of lights. He took those. He took digital recorders. Oh, he loved that. He loved the digital recorders. Then he found the tablets. Not your old ones. Not your old crummy iPads. Not your old crummy, but new 3D holographic tablets that he couldn't even afford, with auto language recording, so he could just talk to it and it would put in what he had. I'll take one of these. So he took one of those. And then he thought, he said, wait a sec. I wonder if Timmy Tommy Toby would like one of these. I'll take another one. So he took another one. And then he thought, wait, maybe Clem Goodlight would like one of these. So he took another one. And pretty soon he had stacked his Jeep full, so full he couldn't put anything else in, almost. And he had the front seat packed, and he had everything packed to the ceiling. And Mr. Globe looked at him and laughed. Well, Strongbones, meantime, Strongbones had found a whole truckload of camping equipment and axes and stuff that Strongbones liked. He found this gorgeous tent. He found this 20 below zero sleeping bag. He found boots. Boots! You got boots? Oh, these are really good boots. He found a heavy jacket. He was happy. He started loading stuff into his truck. He piled up the back seat full of stuff. Skillets, camping stoves, you name it. And then he came across a whole bunch of other reading books. It was like somebody had taken a library. And he found all these books he liked. So he took the books in a big box and put them in. And pretty soon his truck was stuffed. Stuffed! And the little builder's pedaling around in her bicycle, getting in the way. Ring, ring, ring! Out of the way, and she's running into things. And finally Mr. Glub said, get off that bike, Glubilda, you're getting in the way. So she put the bike down and she disappeared. Well, Mr. Glub was very pleased, because he'd seen these two humans were just like trolls. I like that, they're just like trolls. Then he looked around and said, where did my little daughter go to, Glubilda, where are you, Glubilda? Well, then Gladrap saying, Glubilda, where are you, Glubilda? And then Mudrub, who'd followed him along, said, Glubilda, where are you? And Glubilda said, I'm here! And it was a little voice from another cave. And so Strongbones and GP ran down, and Gladrap ran down Mr. Glub to see where she was. And she was up on top of the boxes. She was 25 feet high. The boxes were so high. They were stacked up so high. And they were boxes of Legos. Now, Strongbones grew up playing Mega Legos. Mega Legos aren't your normal Legos that you play with, William. They're different. They're changed. They're different. But these were boxes of the original Legos. Original Legos. Big box sets. Huge box sets. Oh, my goodness. Star Wars, Spider-Man, Ninjago, you name it. Every type of you could think of was sitting there in boxes, all piled high. And Glubilda was on the top of the stack, waving a box, saying, I found it! I found it! And her little tail was waving, and she was so happy. She was laying up and down. She was saying, I found it! And then, because she was so happy, and she was wiggling around so much, and she was making so much of a commotion, that the boxes started to fall over. And the whole box pile of boxes started to tip over. And all those Nintendo boxes started to fall with Glubilda on top. And she said, oh no, I'm coming down. She started to fall. Well, that's 25 feet onto a cavern floor. That's even a little troll princess is going to get hurt. Strongbones looked at her. Glubilda. Gladrab looked at her and said, my princess. And they both took off to catch her. Oh, they both were going to catch her. And she was falling. The boxes were tipping. They're tipping over. Oh, no, I'm coming down. She had her box. She hung onto her box. And she started to fall. And she came down. And Strongbones jumped to catch her. And Gladrap jumped to catch her. And they both hit each other. Boom. And smacked down to the ground. Oh, they cracked their heads. And they were both sitting on the ground going, oh. And Glubilda landed on them. Both of them. Ouch. Well, fortunately, Glabilda was not as big as Granny Glubb, and so she didn't inflict the same type of damage that Granny Glubb did on GP, but she had hurt. Ow! Oh, and Strongbones lay back. Ow! And Gladramp lay back. Oh! And Glabilda popped up and said, "Yay, I found it!" And you know what she had? She had a big old Lego kit for veterinarian Lego. And it was all these veterinarians and animals and all this Lego and a little veterinary's house and the whole thing. She said, "I found it! Yay!" And she went running off. Oh, Strongbones stood up. Gladrab stood up. They looked at each other. Oh. And then Strongbones started to laugh. What a predicament. And then Gladrab started to laugh. Oh. What do you think? They just realized how silly it was. How totally silly it was. And they started laughing. Laughing, laughing, laughing. Oh, they were laughing. It was funny. Even Mr. Glubb was laughing. And then they stood up. They dusted themselves off. Then Strongbones looked at Gladrab. Gladrab looked at Strongbones. His tail was twitching. Strongbones struck out his hand. And Gladrab, grabbed it. And Strongbones shook it and said, "Friends." And he said that in troll. Now, I've got to give you a lesson in troll. When you use the word friends, the Strongbones used in troll, you might think of friends, "Yeah, we're going to go play." No. That word in troll was friends. And that meant we are going to be raiding buddies and hunting buddies and good buddies. And we're going to back each other up and watch each other's back. Because you might have guessed now, in troll society, you need somebody to watch your back. Because after all, if you're your own alone troll, two trolls can beat you up. They can take what you want. So you need somebody else to watch your back. You always watch your back. And so Strongbones said, "Friends?" And Gladrab looked at him like, "A human? Friends with a human? Human?" But then he thought, "But this human is like no other human I..." And so he looked at Strongbones and said, "Sure, friends." And they shook hands. Oh, my goodness. GP wished he had a camera for this one. "I can't believe it." But all his cameras are packed in boxes in his Jeep. And so he just said, "I can't believe it." And then here came Glabilda back again in her on her little blue bike, ringing her little bell and with a Nintendo pack on the basket. And she pedaled right up to Strongbones and stopped. And she looked at Strongbones and she said, "I have a present for Cubebones." Strongbones looked down. He said, "What?" And Glabilda said, "I have a present for Cubebones. Take this to her. This is my present. And tell her I want her to come back so we can play." Strongbones said, "Oh, okay. I think I can find room for that." And he did. He found room for it in his truck. He thought he didn't have any room. But when you have a free bicycle for your little sister from a troll princess, you find room. Well, then GP was walking back. He was so happy. He said, "Oh, I have a Jeep, I have a truck." And Mr. Glubb stopped him. And Mr. Glubb looked at him. And he said, Human, GP Human, I have to thank you for saving my Granny Glubb, because she could have broken a bone, and she's too old to break a bone." Well, GP could follow this. He was getting it. He was doing it. So Mr. Glubb said, "So I want to thank you, and I have something for you." And he walked into one more cavern. How many caverns are there? How many little caves are there? And this was piled up with boxes. Pretty big boxes. Huge boxes. And you had to have, basically, you had to use a hand truck to get the box. Oh, it was so big. And Mr. Glubb walked up, and he patted a box. And he said, "I want you to have this." And GP said, "For me?" And Glubb said, "Yes." And GP looked at it, and it was a big box. And it had Japanese lettering on it. Japanese lettering all over it. And then, in English, it said Nippon Neuro Robotics Technologies, N squared RT. GP said, "What's this? What's this? I don't..." But he took the hand truck, and he lifted it, and he pulled it back. He looked at the other side of the box. And you know what the other side of the box said? "One robot." GP said, "Huh? A robot?" Mr. Glubb just laughed. He had no idea what a robot was. And he was given a box. He was being Mr. Generosity. So GP said, "Thank you." And he took it down to his Jeep. And you know what? He had filled his Jeep as far as he could. He had packed it so that nobody could put anything else in. He didn't think there was room. But when he got a free robot, he was going to do it. And he repacked. And it's amazing what will happen when you repack with a real motivation. And he finally got that robot in with everything else. He could barely see. There was just no room, but he could drive and he could get out of there. Oh. He and Strongbones looked at each other and they started laughing. Oh, what a turn. And then Gladrap, who didn't know what they were laughing about, thought it was funny anyway, so he started laughing. Oh, Mr. Glum, he got confectious. He started laughing. Oh, and even old Gloomy Mudrub down the bottom was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Glabilda thought this was delightful. And she said, oh, good, good. And you're going to stay for another party, aren't you? And Strongbones said, huh? And GP said, huh? Because they thought they were going to take off and go. And Glabilda said, no. We have to have a pig out for you. We have to have a human pig out. And I think we should get some human food. Because Glabilda knew where the chocolate was and she wanted chocolate. We should have some human food. So you can come to the kitchens and find out what we're going to eat. And Mr. Glub said, oh, a pig out. Good idea. Let's have one. So it shall be. So the humans left their trucks, loaded with everything, but no troll was going to touch them. They were Mr. Glub's trucks. And they walked back upstairs up to the central King's Hall, and there they sat. And then Mr. Glub sent them down to the kitchens with Glabilda, and they went to the kitchens, and they picked out whatever they wanted to eat. Oh, they had chocolate, because Glabilda wanted the chocolate. They had spaghetti. They found hamburgers in a cold, cold section. Oh, hamburgers. What are hamburgers doing here? They found some frozen pizzas on ice back in the glacier. Oh, I'll take some pizza. They chose so much human food, it was going to take the whole troll group to eat it. And they were going to have fun. And that was going to be the last pig out in Troll Mountain for the humans. And then they were going to go home. Yay, I can't wait to get home. GP was so glad to be going home. But then he looked around the trolls and he said, well, I'm going to miss it here. They're very interesting people. So he thought, maybe I'll have to come back. And maybe I'll have to bring Cute Bones with me. And Cute Bones can play with Glabilda. And then I can interview Mr. Glub. And that's what he decided to do. And that, dear William, is the end of today's story, Adventures in the Treasure Cavern. And then tomorrow, I'll tell you the last story. Pig out goodbye to the humans, and they'll have a big pig out. And I will tell you what happens at that pig out, and you'll be very interesting to know what happens at that pig out. And then that'll be it, the end of the story. So you have a sweet sleep, William. You give your little sister Lauren a big hug. You give your mama and your dada big hugs. They're the most wonderful people in the world. And you say prayers for your grandma and your granddad, because they're beautiful, beautiful people. And you have a wonderful sleep. And I will tell you another story later.